All right, buckle up, everybody, because today's deep dive is going to be a wild one. We're talking about all the AI news that dropped on December 19th, 2024. And let me tell you, even for someone like me, who lives and breathes this stuff, it was a lot. So we're going to try to break it all down for you and hopefully make some sense of this AI explosion. Our source material today is this awesome daily chronicle of AI developments. It's like a fire hose of information. So get ready, because we're about to dive into a day that felt like the future arrived all at once.
Yeah, it really does feel like we're living in the future some days, doesn't it? The pace of change is just mind-blowing.
Absolutely. Let's kick things off with something that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi movie, but it's actually incredibly practical. OpenAI just launched a phone number for ChatGPT. You can literally call and chat with an AI. The number is 1-800-ChatGPT, and you get 15 free minutes. Just dial and chat.
It's incredible, right? Think about all the people who might not have easy access to computers or reliable internet. Suddenly, AI assistance is just a phone call away. It's a game changer for accessibility.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's like, imagine someone calling ChatGPT on a rotary phone. That image alone shows how quickly technology is changing. But it's not just about calls. OpenAI also integrated ChatGPT with WhatsApp for international users, so you can actually text with it.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. That opens up a whole new world of possibilities. Imagine sending a photo to ChatGPT and getting instant analysis or information. The implications for education and communication are huge.
Absolutely, especially in parts of the world where WhatsApp is the primary mode of communication. Okay, let's shift gears from talking to AI to using AI to write code. GitHub just made their AI coding assistant, GitHub Copilot, freemium. So now you get 2,000 free code completions and 50 free chat messages every month.
Wow, that's huge. This could be a game changer for aspiring developers. It removes that cost barrier and allows anyone to experiment with AI-powered coding. And get this, they didn't even skimp on the features in the free version. You get multi-file editing, terminal assistance, and project-wide context awareness.
Yeah, it's not just some bare bones offering. It seems like GitHub is really serious about trying to reach a billion developers, which is their stated goal, by the way. Maybe free AI tools are the key to achieving that.
It's certainly a bold move. It'll be fascinating to see how this impacts the developer community and the software industry as a whole.
All right, hold on tight because things are about to get really interesting. AI agents just completed their first solo cryptocurrency transaction. No human intervention at all.
Whoa. That's a landmark event. It's a significant step toward AI autonomy in finance. Imagine the potential, but also the risks. Could we see a future where AI is making split-second trading decisions, potentially impacting global markets?
It's mind-blowing, right? And it definitely raises questions about regulation and oversight. How do you control something that can make financial decisions faster than any human can even think?
It's both exciting and a little bit unnerving.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is probably just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to see a lot more development in this area for sure.
All right, let's move from finance to the world of search engines. Perplexity, the AI-powered search engine, just hit a $9 billion valuation. That's after their latest round of funding. Just to put things in perspective, back in April, they were valued at $1 billion.
That's incredible growth in such a short time. It really shows the confidence investors have in AI-driven search. They've also got some impressive numbers. Perplexity has over 15 million active users now, and they keep adding new features, like one-click shopping and financial analysis, for example.
They're also addressing the concerns about content usage, you know, how AI search engines use content from other websites. Perplexity is actually striking revenue-sharing deals with big publishers like Time and Fortune, and they just acquired Carbon, this data connectivity startup. So now users can integrate Perplexity directly into their workflows, you know, platforms like Notion and Google Docs.
It sounds like they're really thinking strategically, both about the user experience and ethical data practices. This kind of integration could change how we access and process information.
Totally. Speaking of strategic moves, Microsoft is making a big splash in AI hardware. They just brought 500,000 Hopper GPUs from NVIDIA.
Wow, 500,000. That's double what their competitors like Meta and ByteDance have acquired. And these Hopper GPUs are the top-of-the-line processors for AI. This tells me Microsoft is serious about scaling up their AI infrastructure. They're probably working on some pretty massive projects behind the scenes.
Okay, get ready for a rapid-fire round because there are just too many cool things to mention. First up, Magnific AI just launched Magic Real. It's an AI model that can generate super-realistic images. Think architects, photographers, filmmakers. The possibilities are endless.
That's amazing. This level of realism is going to change visual content creation. It'll blur the lines between real and computer-generated imagery.
Next, we have Odyssey launching Explorer. It's an AI that can transform images into immersive 3D environments. And get this, they got Ed Catmull on board, the co-founder of Pixar.
Seriously, that's a huge endorsement. I can't even imagine the potential.
All right. Gaming, film, virtual tourism, it's mind-boggling. And for anyone who needs to capture their thoughts on the go, Open Vision Engineering introduced Pocket, an AI-powered voice recorder for only $79.
$79. That's incredible. This makes sophisticated voice-to-text technology accessible to everyone. Students, journalists, anyone who needs to record and transcribe.
Yeah, it's a game changer for note-taking and accessibility. And speaking of accessibility, Runway just launched their AI Talent Network platform. It connects AI filmmakers with brands and studios.
It's a smart move. It gives these creators a platform to showcase their work and connect with potential clients, so we might see more diverse and innovative content.
Okay, let's zoom in on the world of government for a second. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security just launched DHS Chat. It's a secure AI chatbot for their 19,000 employees.
It's interesting to see how AI chatbots are becoming more integrated into government, and not just government, but also enterprise operations. It raises questions about security and efficiency, of course, but also about the changing nature of work itself.
Of course, we can't talk about AI without mentioning Google. They continue to dominate with state-of-the-art tools like Gemini 2.0, VO2, and Imagen 3. They're really leading the charge in cost efficiency and performance across a lot of different AI applications.
It's true. Google's consistent innovation makes them a force to be reckoned with. They're well positioned to keep shaping the future of AI.
For sure. But amidst all this excitement, it's important to think about the societal impact. AI pioneer Geoffrey Hinton warned that AI profits in capitalist systems might actually worsen economic inequality, even as AI improves lives in other ways.
It's a valid concern. We need to make sure that everyone benefits from AI's progress, not just a select few.
Absolutely. So that's just a taste of what happened on December 19th, 2024. It was a day filled with groundbreaking announcements that showed just how quickly AI is evolving across so many different sectors.
It's a lot to take in, but it just highlights how important it is to stay informed about this rapidly changing technology. And remember, AI is going to shape our world in ways we can't even imagine yet. So we need to actively participate in shaping its future.
Couldn't agree more. Stay tuned for part two of this episode, where we'll delve even deeper into these developments and explore their implications.
It's kind of like we're watching this brand new tech era being born, you know? It's exciting, but also a little overwhelming.
You're right. It really has a lot to take in. And speaking of overwhelming, we talked about Geoffrey Hinton's warning about AI potentially making economic inequality worse.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, it really got me thinking.
Well, it makes sense though, right? We're basically on the edge of this massive automation revolution. And if we don't do it carefully, the benefits of AI could end up in the hands of just a few, which would just make the gap between the rich and the poor even bigger.
It's like AI could be this amazing tool for good, but it could also make things worse if we don't think carefully about how we use it.
Exactly. It's a double-edged sword. We need to find ways to make sure that everyone benefits from AI, not just a select few.
So it's not just about, making cool AI. It's about making sure that happens at the same time as we try to create a more fair and inclusive society.
Exactly. It's got to be both. We need responsible innovation that actually considers, like, the big picture impact of this tech.
So how do we do that? How do we actually make sure that AI is used to create a better future for everyone?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I don't think there's one simple answer. But I think a good place to start is by creating this culture of ethical AI development. Making sure that things like transparency, accountability, and fairness are at the heart of how we design and build and use AI.
And we need to involve a lot of different voices in this conversation. It can't just be like the tech people. We need ethicists, social scientists, policymakers, and the general public too.
I completely agree. We need to get everyone to the table and have a real conversation about how we want AI to be used.
Okay, so all of that is about making sure AI is used ethically. But what about the potential for AI to like become uncontrollable or even dangerous? There's been a lot of talk about that lately.
Yeah, that's a tough one. AI systems are really powerful, and like any powerful tool, it could be used for good or bad. It all comes down to how we design and train them.
So it's more about making sure we're being careful and thoughtful. rather than being afraid of AI itself.
Exactly. We need to be aware of the potential risks, but we also need to be proactive about putting safeguards in place to prevent any unintended consequences.
It's a delicate balance, right?
Absolutely. We want to push the limits of what AI can do, but we also need to be responsible.
So given all of these potential challenges,
sure.
How do we actually make sure that AI is a force for good?
Well, like I said, I think it's a multifaceted approach. But we need to start by educating ourselves about AI, having
right.
conversations about the implications, supporting organizations that are doing ethical work in AI, and advocating for policies that prioritize, you know, people's well-being.
And on a larger scale.
Yeah.
We need to push for more transparency and accountability from the AI industry.
100%. We need to demand that these systems are developed and used in a way that respects human rights.
So it's not just about the tech itself, but about the values behind it.
Precisely. If we want AI to be a force for good, we need to make sure that the way we develop and use it reflects our values as a society.
It sounds like education and public awareness are really key.
They're absolutely crucial. People need to understand how AI works, how it's being used, and how it might impact our lives.
And it's not just about the technical stuff, right? It's also about understanding the social and economic and political implications.
Exactly. AI is more than just a tool. It's already changing the world.
Okay, so let's get practical. What are some specific steps we can take to promote responsible AI development?
Well, on an individual level, educate yourself, engage in those conversations, support ethical organizations.
And on a collective level,
we need to push for more transparency from the AI industry. We need to demand that these systems are developed in a way that benefits everyone. And we need to support research into AI safety and ethics.
It's a big challenge.
It is. But I believe we can do it. We have the smarts, the creativity, and the compassion to use AI to benefit humanity.
So let's keep talking about this. Let's explore these ideas. Let's work together to build a future where AI is actually a force for good.
I'm with you. This is just the beginning of this journey, and I'm excited to see where it takes us.
So we've covered so much ground in this deep dive into AI, from like AI on your phone to AI making financial decisions. What really stood out to you as like the most significant thing from December 19th?
You know, what really struck me is how AI is everywhere now. It's not just like one big breakthrough. It's how AI is kind of woven into everything.
Yeah, it's like it went from like a cameo to starring in every movie.
Exactly. And it's not even just one star. It's a whole cast of AI doing all sorts of things, like changing how artists create, how developers code, how governments talk to each other, even how we search for stuff. It's pretty wild.
It is kind of mind-blowing when you think about it that way. So out of everything, was there anything that really surprised you, something you didn't see coming?
To be honest, I was kind of caught off guard by how fast AI is moving into finance. Like a few months ago, the idea of AI making trades all on its own seems like, you know, sci-fi.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It really shows you how fast this stuff is changing. And it makes you wonder, what's next? What other industries are going to be totally transformed by AI in the next few years?
It's hard to say for sure, but I think we can definitely expect to see AI playing a bigger and bigger role in healthcare, education, transportation, you name it.
It's exciting, but also like a little scary, you know?
Yeah.
We've talked about all the good things AI can do, but what about the risks? Like, what are you most worried about when it comes to the future of AI?
I think the biggest worry is unintended consequences. These systems are so complex, it's really hard to predict exactly how they'll interact with the real world.
So it's not just about making sure we're using AI for good. It's also about like understanding its limits.
Right. We need to be really careful and humble as we develop these systems. We need to do lots of testing, monitor them really closely, and be ready to adapt as we learn more.
It's like we're explorers, you know, going into uncharted territory.
I like that analogy, and it really highlights how important it is to work together. We need researchers, developers, policymakers, everyone to work together to make sure AI benefits everyone.
That's a big task, but I have to say, I'm optimistic.
Me too. Humans are pretty amazing at solving problems when we put our minds to it.
So to all our listeners out there, we want to leave you with this thought. AI is changing fast, and it's up to all of us to stay informed, stay engaged, and stay involved. The future is literally being written right now.
Absolutely. Keep learning. Keep asking questions. That's the best way to make sure AI is a force for good in the world.
And that wraps up this deep dive into the world of AI. Thanks for joining us. We hope you learned something new, and we hope you'll continue to explore this amazing, always evolving field. We'll see you next time.